Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And the great thing, Alan, about WAMC is the only people we're beholden to is our listeners.
That's right, David. And that's why it's so great. You know, in politics, the big donors have immense sway. I don't care what anybody says. You put $50,000 into somebody's campaign one way or the other because you're a bundler or because you get your friends to do it and people know you're doing it, you're owed. It's cash on the barrel head all too often. But at WAMC, it's not. You know, we have had some wonderful gifts from great people who want nothing back other than a great radio station. And they've made it what it is. And now we're coming down to the end. We need $400,000. We all know it because Jane Kane, our wonderful friend, has said $10,000 if you can do it. I'm betting on you. I'm betting you can do it. Don't let me down. We're within striking distance now. We have less than $150,000 to go. We've done it before. We're ahead of where we actually were last year at this time, and we made it. But now everybody's got to get going, or we won't make it. So, David, you make a great point. We have the greatest listeners in the world, and I know they're not going to let us down. WAMC.org, and it's 1-800-323-9262. Hit zero, but don't do it before 9 o'clock so that the full staff could be here to get all of those calls. Otherwise, just go to your computer now, WAMC.org, and put something into the lockbox. Every dime is a dime that we don't have to raise during the fund drive, although I do love the fund drive.
That starts October 17th at 6 a.m. Well, Alan, Sunday is debate number two in the presidential contest. How important is this for either candidate?
Well, it's huge. As we know, Barack Obama had a bad first, caught up, and did very well. I'm sure that they are prepping Donald Trump at every moment, trying to get him to stick to a sort of Mike Pence approach to the way that a debate ought to be run. The question is, can he do it? Is it within his DNA not to unleash? He said he was going to get nasty, so if he starts to talk about Hillary's problems in her marriage, you know, she's going to turn around and just blast him out of the water. I know that. I mean, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. It's just unbelievable. She's been married all of these years. He's been married all of those times. If he unleashes that, it would be one of the worst mistakes of his campaign. It would insult women even further. And she's always been good about not getting down in the gutter with him. But every once in a while, he deserves something.
Weather again making news, Alan, of course. The Hurricane Matthew, as it's hitting the southeastern United States, specifically Florida, and the governor's told 1.5 million people to flee the hurricane. And certainly another dangerous storm hitting the U.S.
Also, it tells you that there are times you really have to listen to the authorities. This is where it transcends Republicans and Democrats. When you have to clean things up and when it's time to put money into human resources, then it gets political. But right now, you got to listen to what people have to say. I have a lot of friends in Florida, some in Miami, some in other places, you know, who I'm thinking about every moment, because we do. You know, the thing about these storms is they come and they go very quickly. But boy, do they leave a mess by the time they're done. We see the Bahamas, we see the people in Haiti, and we reach out to them and we say, what a terrible thing, because we can all project ourselves into their situation.
How about the NSA story about Harold T. Martin III, who is suspected of either leaking data or just hoarding it?
Yeah, if it's the hoarding thing, it becomes a mental health problem, I suspect. If it's leaking, that's really a horse of a different color. And I'm thinking that what we've been hearing so far, which is, this is the guy who liked to have all of that stuff. You know, we put people in jail for having child pornography. Yeah, we do, on their computers. This is something which really could have vast effect on the way in which Americans live. It's one thing to be a whistleblower. It's another thing just to do this for kicks. We don't know yet, of course, and we will find out, I'm sure.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Still time to get in on the lockbox challenge at WAMC.org.
David, I can't tell you how important this is, how nervous I am that we'll make it. I am every single time, and I'm depending on everybody to get out and do it.
Happy weekend.
And to you, David.